the author decided he needed to write a novel about Alaska's North Slope. Although your reviewer hasn't been there, she has a strong suspicion the author hasn't either. There's something about the unrelenting, howling wilderness. But enough nitpicking and on to the mystery. First, this is a guy book. Yes, there's one graphic and breathless sex bit, but the rest is the strong, hard men fighting with other strong, hard men, both psychologically and with fists, that appeals to guys. Strong, hard guys, of course. Briefly, a very small oil company is drilling on the slope in 1968. Things are going badly wrong. The workers are upset because a man has been killed on the rig. There is a time constraint on the drilling permit, time for a strong, hard man to solve the problems. If the company's time runs out, it will be bankrupt. If the killer isn't found, the crew will desert, guaranteeing the company will be bankrupt. So far, the oil appears to be several thousand feet too deep for the drillers, although they hope that's wrong. The elderly owner comes up, but is feeling completely defeated. Here is a sample. Our hero, McKinnon, saw it was a camp full of oil men drilling for a forlorn hope. The fact that they were probably 10,000 feet above their objective was an open secret which did nothing to help their morale, already affected by the misery of living and working in conditions to which they could never become accustomed. The weather was a terrible companion, driving cold, bitter Arctic winds, incessant night, straddling the top of the world, alone in a white desert where death comes when the wind blows, and 7 weeks of the lease left. What they needed was 7 months. Yep, it's a guidebook, all right. On the good side, the action never stops. When it seems affairs will quiet down for a while, McKinnon or someone will start it up again. In many ways, this is a perfect airplane guidebook. Bored, just sitting on the plane, looked out the window and there's nothing but clouds. Don't brood about the TSA invasion back at the airport or listen for a change in the engine pitch. Just pick up the book and head off into the howling wilderness where dirty deeds have been done and more are plotted. The next thing you know, the plane will start descending and you're ready for reality again.